Proverbs 10:11 says, "The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." Now, many of these proverb devotionals remind our listeners of events in their lives and have even come in handy already in helping them deal with situations that have arisen since they started listening. We're glad to hear these testimonies, and I'm not surprised at all, because that's exactly why I have counseled Christians for 30 years since I got saved to follow the advice I was given, and that is to read Proverbs. Becoming familiar with the wisdom of God found in Proverbs not only changes your life, but helps you think better and make better decisions. You also will speak with wisdom and give better counsel to others when asked. When I was about 25 years old, some well-meaning lady in our church was encouraging me, and she said, "You have wisdom beyond your years." And I agreed with her. But I said, "That's true, but it's because I have God's Word. If it weren't for the Bible, I wouldn't know much at all." To be honest, anytime someone compliments me like that, I don't let it go to my head. I am fully aware of the fact that any real wisdom that you see in me or hear from me is based in the wisdom that is rooted in God's Word. I either read it in God's Word or heard it taught from God's Word. My parents taught me biblical truth and wisdom from childhood. I learned biblical truth and wisdom at the local church we attended when I was growing up. And when I got saved, I immediately began to tap into that wisdom I had ignored my whole life up to that point, and I built upon it with my own studies of God's Word. I'm far from perfect. I failed to fully implement God's wisdom in my life on way too many occasions through the years. But what I am today is a far cry better than what I was before I made God's wisdom a priority in my life. I can't imagine where I would be, or if I even would be still alive today, without God's Word and wisdom and its effect on my life. And then, when asked by others, or when I am teaching God's Word, I think of those words we just read, "The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life." My mouth was a well of nonsense before I was saved. Without the knowledge of God's Word and of His wisdom, I hate to even think of the foolish nonsense that came out of my mouth before Jesus saved me and I began to read and reflect His Word when speaking to others. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but only because of the fact that he uses his mouth to speak God's words. And we come again to the contrast in the second half of verse 11, "But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." And as Wesley said, and we quoted in our look at this same phrase in verse 11 of Proverbs 10, quote, "This may be an allusion to the ancient custom of covering the mouths and faces of condemned malefactors." And it is really their own violence that stops their mouths. In other words, the wickedness of the wicked will destroy them and eventually shut their mouths. It happens in this life and in the next. But God gives the wicked time to repent. He gave me time to repent. And any wicked man or woman can choose to respond to the gospel and repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. His Spirit then comes in and begins a new work, creating a new man. Some of the most wicked men who ever lived have been changed by the saving grace of God as they believe and trust in the shed blood of Christ on the cross and the power of His resurrection. His Word then changes them. Their mouths begin to speak God's words, and that once wicked mouth then becomes a well of life. As Jesus said in John 7:38, "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Your voice comes from the diaphragm, from the inner man, from the belly. "And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." That can be you. That is any of us. Anytime we speak God's Word.